Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... Trump's narcissism has taken a new twist, and now he has American blood on his hand. An article from The Guardian, Jonathan Freeland, 28th of March. I'm just going to, read it to you. Now, before I say anything, it just makes me so sad. The mental torture that a lot of my friends in the U.S. are going through, it's a very sad thing, and it's also not. I don't know, something that's worth putting a judgment on people and putting it out there. I definitely don't judge people in my own community or anything else like that. And trying to say something succinct and some distress. So a lot of people criticize Trump because they have people just like him in their lives, running their company or at a key position. They've moved it. So there's this natural thing, and there's this feeling of exasperation and powerlessness against it. So that this is in a completely different country. You see that, and then you turn over and you look at this other person who's doing pretty much exactly the same. So it's a universal thing, and they seem unstoppable. I think that's the thing that exposed him. Okay, so I'll just read this article, and the reason I think it's good, and it's a good thing for me, is it gets things said. I will say something in possibly an hour. This person can say succinctly. Now, but he's an expert, isn't he? And I would say some of this article has been ripped off. So this is a problem. So this is a part article. It says, this is by Jonathan Freeland, The Guardian. Pity the people of America. They do battle with one of the greatest challenges in their history, led by a man who is not only amongst the worst ever occupants of the White House, but whose character makes him the last person on the face of the earth you would nominate to be in charge at this moment. There you go. On Thursday, the US reached the top of the global league table for coronavirus infections, itching ahead of its closest rival for the honour, China. Now, the law of nature dictated that outcome, much of it directly attributable to one dreadful fact, that Donald Trump is President of the United States. And obviously, as we in other countries button up and shut down, and we basically, I don't know, the amazing thing is that majority of the population ignore the leaders and get ahead of it and get the job done and work it out for themselves, and we're sort of let down by yobbos and nutcases. So it doesn't seem to be there. It's become commonplace to note Trump's lack of basic human empathy, his tendency to be unmoved by others' loss, but the gap in his mindset matters now far beyond the inability to offer consolation to the bereaved. It's warping his approach to the lethal disease. There was an article saying how presidency and power dehumanizes people. And they were, this is for Trump, not for Trump, for Obama. They were, was a New Scientist article about how he joked about drone strikes, civil, in for a while. So I can imagine it, we taking it, you only go downhill. Okay, this is cut off, unfortunately. I can't read what it's written. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself, he tweeted in caps lock for the start of the week, shortly after Steve Hilton, one-time advisor to David Cameron, had made the same argument on a Fox News show, i.e., man is just an echo chamber for madness. If you look up the word Schutzpah in the dictionary, it now directs you to a clip of Hilton warning this, on the on that same broadcast that austerity policy caused an extra 13,000 deaths, failing to mention that he was the right hand of the Prime Minister who imposed the austerity. Well, there isn't this is the entire thing, is that when they're not hooked into reality, they kept on going. Trump and his outriders contend that while mass death is not ideal, it's better than allowing the US economy to stall. Some, like Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, are explicitly urging the elderly to risk their lives so their grandchildren might enjoy the fruits of this insane. But the entire thing is that the economy gets up and they produce a new pool liner or a new crop. So we've lost part of the article in the printing of this. This is just my hunt, he said, as he dismissed the prediction of the likely COVID-19 death rate by the World Health Organization as a false number. Fortunately, I could just, if a student was really, you could show a student that they were incorrect. You can't do it in this game. On Thursday, he said, I have a feeling that the New Yorker need far fewer ventilators than the tens of thousands the state has requested. You know, you go to a major hospital sometimes and they have two ventilators, and now all of a sudden they're saying we can order 30,000 ventilators. An imbecile at the head of the US government will always be a problem, but the imbecile is so narcissistic that he elevates his stunted knowledge above the judgment of medicine of science is calamity. He was saying, you know, people are amazed at how I really get this. DM. The effect is to undermine whatever public effort the professionals can mount as they try to work around the man they serve. It is most visual. Is it Staley's perspective that Trump failed to observe social distancing measures his administration is demanding of the American public, with himself standing at the centre of a cluster of speakers bulged together on the podium? No, the initial insistence that corona was nothing more to worry about, and that it was no more than flu. It would soon disappear like a miracle. All of that succeeded in lowering the Americans' guard. Since then, it's been a daily grouching that stay-at-home directives, the hint that they'll be racked soon, the absurd promises of the vaccine is very close. The impact is plain to see in the data that confirms the Americans' breakdown on partisan lines over the most basic matters of mortality. One of four Republicans still say they're not concerned at all about the virus, while only 5% are similarly unbothered. Only 14% of Democrats trust Trump for information on the virus, compared with 90% of Republicans. Well, simply, there is a body of Americans who do not take the threat as seriously as they should, and the blame for that is with the president. There's probably a similar thing in Australia. There's sort of groups of yobbos and strangely, very devout Christian groups. I don't quite understand why. You get really odd things coming out. Trump's dishonesty matters here too. He was rightly derided in 2016 as a snake oil salesman, and the cliche is so well worn it's easy to forget what is originally refers to as the 19th century hawkers of bogus cures to the gullible. Recall Trump rushed to tell people a pre-existing drug would cure COVID-19, leading a shortage of medication that was needed for other illnesses, and several deaths as desperate people rushed to buy tablets that, for them, proved lethal. Oh my God, Father, that's true, that's disgusting. The US president, always capricious and vengeful, but now that the character flaw is a matter of life and death, the state governments are crying out for federal help, not for themselves, but for the people they represent, the nurses and doctors who need protective equipment and testing kits, the patients who need ventilators. But instead of leading to the aid, Trump tells governors it's their responsibility, even though they have a fraction of the procurement power of the US government, adding that if they want to help, they better grovel. It's a two-way street, Trump said this week. They have to treat us well, even when lives are on the line. His ego with the paper-thin skin comes first. Americans are paying the price for the lack of foresight. His closure of the pandemic task force is no better reason than it was established from Barack Obama. He hates anything with his predecessor's name on it. His failure to heed the warnings of a pandemic preparedness exercise, codename Crimson Contagion, that identified glaring gaps as recently as late October. Yet, still he repeats the lie that nobody could have known it was coming, and they are paying the price for its weakness, as he demands steadfastness in the war against the invisible enemy, only to leave heavy hints that he's ready to fold after a week, apparently deciding that 15 days is too long to stay at home. America is lucky that it has a federal system that means not all power lies with the president, that at least some rests in the hands of the responsible mayors and governors, but the likes of New York's Andrew Cuomo. The nation is lucky that the House of Representatives is controlled by the Democrats, who crafted the $2.2 trillion economic bill, but it would rather been a trough into which Trump's corporate pals would sink their snouts. I think that must be true. It must be so sad. But these are small consolations for America and indeed the world, in which the leadership only a US president has a clout to provide. Instead, the world's peoples now look at the US and comfort themselves with no small solace that they, at least, face only a lethal disease and not the malignancy of Donald Trump. Okay, that's probably a bit... not that I think it's a bit rough on Trump. I think it's a bit rough on Americans, in as much that Australians too suffer these horrible psychopaths in leadership positions. These particularly people who lack the fundamental basic humanity. They're in there. It's just I think this is it's. Somehow the wealth has got this in, and the system has just got it there. But the poor Americans there, and the ignorance and buying guns and all that type of stuff. So I hope it doesn't go too badly. I thought I'd read that because that's so much better. It's such a indictment of myself. I take so long to express things, and this person's. Got it. Well, the John Freeland, you are, in my estimation, a genius. I cannot express myself as well as you can. You're a great author. Another podcast. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.